Hi.
Hi, Patton. How are you?
I'm great. Good to talk to you, man.
Me too. We talked briefly, and this takes me back when we were on Paramount lot and we watched the first, the new Star Trek movie together.
Oh,
It
yeah.
was a wonderful evening. I was with Jamie King, James King.
No kidding. Oh, wow.
So, man, it's great to see you again.
Good to be seen again, man.
Wow, what a series this is. It's an amazing idea and it needs to be told.
Yeah, and it especially needs to be told because I think people need to be reminded occasionally that a lot of history is not only cyclical in that, oh, this has happened before, it's happening now, but that we've actually been way closer to the brink than it feels like we are now, and that this is it is we it is possible to live through this. It is possible to repair this when you see how crazy things have been in the past.
And your role, Detective Baker, wow. Obviously people think of you in comedic roles and all of that, but wow, what a terrific role.
Yeah, I mean, I've done a lot of dramatic stuff too, but this was really interesting in that he was, it's a guy who's at the hinge of history, but he's not this noble pillar of honor and duty. He's shady. He's got some other motivations going on. Weirdly enough, the motivations make him a better tracker in a messed up way. A guy that's going for a big reward is going to be working extra hours to catch Booth if he wants that money. So I think Stanton saw that.
Yeah. And did this rekindle a look at that time and the events that happened after Lincoln's assassination?
Yeah, I mean, again, I read the book Manhunt, which is an incredible read. And I read a lot of articles about Baker, about what policing was back then. And again, as shady as he was, he did do some innovative stuff, introduce some new techniques. So you take the good with the bad. But yeah, I mean, it wasn't so much that I refocused on that time, but I did re-embrace the idea that it's always been chaos. We've always been teetering on the abyss.
Yeah, and teeter we will be forever, I think.
Yeah.
But you're at the very beginning of the Secret Service. You're at the very beginnings of, how we control the populace after an event and all of
Yeah.
that. The pandemonium that happened after Lincoln was shot was a ripple effect through the country.
Yes, it was. Yeah, again, it was Stanton, through sheer force of will, held all the Jenga blocks together before they could all just completely collapse.
And working with your cast has got to be must have been a complete joy.
Oh, fans of so many of those people in that. I mean, Lily Taylor and Tobias, all of them. It was amazing.
And in watching the episodes, I want to tip my hat to the extras and the background people. They were just amazing.
There were some people that they got, and that was not glued on facial hair. Like that was, they found people that, really lived and worked and walked the part and just added to the overall feel of here I am during this time when this stuff is happening.
What do you think audiences are going to take away from watching Manhunt?
They're going to take away the fact that Stanton is one of those undersung heroes in a long line of people that I think even exist today, whose names and faces we do not know, who quietly show up every day and get the job done.
Patton, it's such a pleasure to just sit and chat with you. I
Oh, thanks,
love your work.
man.
I love your voice work. My aunt
Thank
was June
you.
Foray.
You who?
My aunt was June Foray,
Oh my
the
God,
yeah, so
whoa. That Rocky, did she ever do Rocky Squirrel for you when you would hang
Oh, all
out?
the time. She
Oh
would take
my
me
goodness. That's
to
a
Jane
charmed
Ward
life, my
Studios.
friend.
Well, there you go. But I'm such a big fan of yours. Thank you for
Wow.
your time today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate it.